Hey family, welcome to another episode of Transformed and Renewed. This is your coach, Jerry Thomas Jr., and we have a great episode today. We're going to be talking about how to safely use essential oils, and we're going to try this again because the first time something happened with audio, but we always want to make sure that we can get that situated because we have some good information and don't want anything to stop me from delivering this information to you. But before we get started, make sure you hit that like and subscribe button. Yes, because this way you can stay subscribed to some of the content that we have and that we will be releasing. So this way, any content that we release, you will be one of the first, if not the first, to be notified. So if you want to do that, make sure you hit that like and subscribe button. And if you don't do it now, I'm just going to remind you at the end. So last week, we talked about essential oils. We talked about what they are and how they can be extracted from, they are actually extracted from a lot of plant sources, most plant sources, and you can get them from the stems, root, leaves, basically everywhere in the part of the plant. But essential oils have some unique properties. And this week, we're actually going to be exploring the ways that we can use them as it relates to human health. Now, outside of human health, still with some relevance, there are numerous applications of essential oils. But for today, we're just going to be focusing on at least three that come to mind. It could be more, but these are some of the common pathways. And so one of the ways that we can safely use essential oils is first, of course, well, before I get into the first one, is whenever you are looking for essential oils, so you can buy these online. You can go to your farmer's market. You can go to different herbal stores where you get herbal medicines from, even different vitamin and nutrient vitamin supplement stores that you can get these from. It just depends on where you get these from, but you also want to look for essential oils that are going to be essentially whole. Okay. You don't want the cheap stuff because I've seen where you can get cheaper essential oils, but there's also a slight difference in terms of how the oil is handled, how it is produced. And so you don't want any type of adulteration to the product. And adulteration is basically when there is one or more alternative ingredients that is in a product not hold itself. So an example of this would be black pepper. And when it comes to adulteration, at least I want to say it was probably like 1940s, could have been earlier or later. But when you when there was, I guess you had black pepper that was being shipped or exported, you had this notion of adulteration occurring where you had different suppliers who would basically add dirt or any other type of foreign matter to the black pepper that would make it seem like it is black pepper and it wasn't. And adulteration still goes on today. How do I know that? Because I have experienced it, people, you know, with actual products and really investigating that, hey, this is foreign material. And so when it comes to adulteration, it is a lot realer than a lot of people give credit to it, or at least know about it. And so adulteration can happen in your essential oils. And so one of the things I will say is you want to make sure that you're choosing quality essential oils, looking at the brand, researching the brand or the supplier's practices, how they actually basically formulate, manufacture the oils, and basically some of their practices, which can kind of help you to better get an understanding of, hey, if I purchase these oils from this supplier, let me see what other products they have. Perhaps that could help me to narrow down my search in terms of where should I get essential oils as well as quality oils. And so let's dive into the first one. So one of the ways that we can actually use essential oils safely for human health is by consuming them. And when we think about essential oils, they can vary anywhere from orange oil. So when you think about the orange peel, the oil from the peel, you have avocado oil, you have thyme oil, you have cinnamon oil. And so when we think about cinnamon oil, we can basically, with cinnamon oil, we can take the spices and we can place those, or we can basically extract that using a carrier oil. And a carrier oil is basically going to be anything such as almond oil, grapeseed oil, olive oil that you can immerse a spice in or herb in, and you're basically getting the nutrients or the benefits from that herb or spice. Now, some, like I name orange oil, the oil is already itself is it basically exists in the orange peel. But when we think about cinnamon, we have to basically use that in terms of a carrier in order for it to become more of an oil. Same thing for turmeric oil, because you can make turmeric oil. You use turmeric in a carrier, and then you can basically use it for any number of applications. But when we think about consuming these oils, this is actually going to provide some wonderful properties. And so when we think about what can essential oils do well, as a recap from last week, they can help with inflammation, they can help with cognitive behavior, even decreasing the onset or even mitigating altogether Alzheimer's, dementia, also helping with your mood, helping you to sleep better. So you're not feeling as tired or restless even when you wake up. But this can also help you to get quality sleep. They can even help, you know, when it comes to inflammation and digestion. So sometimes you may have issues with when you swallow food, it's hard for you to keep it down, or you just your stomach starts to hurt very badly. And sometimes it can get quite upset. And so when we think about, should I take some Pepto-Bismol? Should I take some other over-the-counter medicine? A lot of times you can use essential oils because, again, these are wholly derived from the plants. And we know that they are not they're not added, or they have added synthetic chemicals to them. So it also kind of depends on what type of risk you want to deal with. And I'm not saying that essential oils themselves are completely risk-free, because, you know, one of the things that I'll talk about shortly is when you have essential oils, some of them, depending on how you purchase the oils, can come concentrated or 100% pure, which means that they are undiluted. And so that means that the oil is quite potent. So whatever use that it has a lot of potency. So sometimes it's recommended that you dilute it using a carrier oil to lessen the side effects that may occur. Not to say that there are any adverse side effects compared to traditional medicine, but again, it just depends on how your body responds to the essential oils, as well as, you know, what application you're using it for. So those are some ways that you can actually use essential oils as it relates to consuming it. Another way is by applying the essential oils on your skin. And I actually have a prop with me. So as you can see right here, we have a lavender roll-on, and I actually received this from an item I had purchased, I want to say earlier last year. And this was actually amazing. It is basically in this tube, it is basically pre-diluted. And so it's roughly about 1 mL of lavender oil and 9 mL, whether it's water or another carrier oil. But this basically is like a roll-on. So I'll take this cap off, and as you can see, it has this round metal ball, and you can basically apply this to your skin. So anywhere you have any sores or aches, even on your neck or your face, wherever, and you can basically apply this. And I've actually applied this several times. As you can see, it's quite oily, and that's kind of where I've had some slight inflammation on my hand, but I'll usually apply this. It smells wonderful, I'm telling you. Pre-diluted, and I can imagine how it would smell if it was just fully concentrated, which I like fully concentrated. I'm that type of person where Give me everything. Give me 100%. I need that. But this is actually one. Smells good. But you can get these roll on. Yes, this is changing the game. People, don't sleep on this. And again, I apply this on my hand. So sometimes when I have some slight inflammation, whether working out or picking up a lot of heavy objects with my hand, sometimes I have a little slight inflammation. So stretch it sometimes, but can never go wrong with the oil. And another benefit is with something like this is once you apply it on, you can also use what is known as the hot towel or hot rag method. And so that is basically taking a warm towel, whether you decide to boil some water and put a towel in the water, you basically drain the water off of the towel, and then you apply it to the area that is affected with the oil on, because that way it helps the oil to further get into the bloodstream a lot quicker versus, you know, putting it on this way. So some oils, even though once you apply it, you may notice that it may have that surface where you can see it essentially glistening. But sometimes it could take a while before it penetrates the outer layer of your skin and go into your bloodstream. And so techniques such as using a hot rag can actually help the oil to, I guess, go into your bloodstream a lot quicker. So again, this is one of the, tools I use, tools in my toolbox, especially when there is aches, pains, or even just when I need to smell some oil. And again, this is a great way when it comes to applying on your skin, because some essential oils have wonderful benefits with inflammation. So earlier I talked about inflammation, which can also occur inside or internally. But even though inflammation, let's say it's in your hand, can occur internally, you can also apply the essential oils on the skin, on the affected area, and it can also help with the inflammation. When we think about camphor, or camphene, the product known as camphorphenique, you can use that product, which can help with aches and other uses. And we saw that from the research article that I shared last week, some of the properties that has. And if you didn't, make sure you check out last week's episode. I shared a research article that basically included a table full of essential oils, and it also has the link that I attached, so make sure you check that out. So again, this is one of the other ways that you can apply the essential oils on your skin. And not only you can apply the essential oils directly, but you can actually use the essential oils, you know, for creams, for lotions, different uses you can make out of them. And with the creams, you can apply them to your body. I'm telling you, you do not want to sleep on that. And so the last way that we can apply the essential oils is by inhalation. So first we talked about you can consume the essential oils, and then you can actually apply them on your skin. And so this other way is by inhaling the essential oils. And so here I actually have one of the, I want to say, first 100% pure essential oils that I purchased. And I think I got this from a local store here, but this is frankincense. So I want to push this up. I'm not sure if you can see it. So this is 100% pure frankincense, and it's wonderful. It smells wonderful. And every time I open it up, it is wonderful. And sometimes, again, you can just open the bottle and you can smell the essential oils. And sometimes, depending on, you know, what type of oil, scent, or aroma you like to smell, if you like to smell something that is sweet, something that is earthy, something that is fruity, something that is bitter but also has a savory note to it, then these are going to be wonderful. And sometimes you can just smell it directly from the bottle. And what I usually like to do is I just like to just whisk it back and forth. And that way I'm also agitating the oil in the bottle, and it's also helping to help bring more of that airflow out. So I don't necessarily have to put this all the way up to my nose, but I'm able to just get a whiff of it. And this is wonderful because, again, when you inhale the essential oils, it can do a lot in your in your body. And this was another type of essential oils that I have. So while this is 100% frankincense pure essential oil, this is actually a blend. And so each of these essential oils have blends of other oils. So we take this one, which is called the Sweet Dreams. Yeah. So this one actually has a mixture of orange peel oil, fruit oil, let's see, seed oil, let's say rose, flower oil, coriander, juniper. And so this one has multiple oils. And again, I received this from a purchase that I made about a year ago. And these oils actually came and I looked at it and I was like, man, this was timely because I hadn't really built up my essential oil collection. And these actually helped me to further build onto that collection. And so another way that I like to inhale, and I'll actually talk about one of the benefits, but as you can see here, you see this mist coming up, and that is because this is an oil diffuser, and you can get these basically anywhere. You can get them from Amazon, from Walmart, basically anywhere where they sell it. And I will say this is nothing related to ancestral or any type of that. This is just essential oil, just helping the body, but nothing trying to, you know, trying to basically, I guess, pull up any spirits. We're not about that. Only spirit that we are trying to worship is the Holy Spirit, okay? So I just want to make that clear. This smoke that you see, that ain't nothing where we're trying to do any type of chant, okay? So this is just the mist, water, and the oil, okay? So that's all. So I usually like to put this on sometimes in the evening. And this also, so I'm gonna say a couple of things and then we're gonna wrap it up. But one of the things I would say about this, because I've been using it for a while, and I'm actually gonna push this to the side so it's not in the way. So again, this is nothing related to any hookahs, anything like that. This is straight water, okay? So if you take this off, it basically has water in the reservoir. And then we add a couple of drops of essential oils, okay? So stuff that you can actually eat or even smell, but it's nothing that is 18 years or older type stuff that you need to buy. So when we think about these essential oils, they can do a lot. And one thing when it comes to inhalation is, again, we talked about how it can affect your cognitive behavior and improve your sleep. And so sometimes just placing this in your bedroom or even in your living room when you get home or when you're just spending time just sitting down, and this oil can actually help you to get the, it provides a good aroma, but it also has notes, different chemicals, compounds that are released. And as you inhale that, that can get into, of course, your bloodstream, number one, getting into your lungs. And so a lot of times we don't think our lungs, we use those a lot. And so we often don't think about how are we taking care of our lungs. Well, when you have essential oils, the compounds can actually get into your lungs and help your lungs to filter out any environmental toxins that may have been detrimental. And a lot of times we may not have issues with this, you know, especially if we are not in an area that is heavily polluted. But again, it never hurts to add this to your daily regimen, because again, this is also going to aid, you know, especially if you have a diet that is already rich in whole foods. This is basically going to complement it by helping you to get quality airflow into your lungs, but also into your brain. So that way, if you're dealing with depression, anxiety, depending on the oils that you have, and I will say, looking across the board, lavender has showed up across the spectrum when it comes to treating multiple areas, from, you know, improving sleep quality to enhancing your cognitive behavior, your memory problems. or improving your memory, I should say. Also aiding with inflammation, digestion. And there are also other ones such as eucalyptus, turmeric. We have orange peel oil, thyme oil, clove oil. All of these provide some wonderful benefits, as well as frankincense, which is wonderful itself just to smell. And so when we think about that, again, essential oils have some wonderful health properties. And a lot of times when it comes to traditional medicine, sometimes you can just turn on an essential oil diffuser, add a couple of drops, and that can really help you, especially when you do this not only just one day or 2 days a week, but if you do this multiple times a week, this can actually delay or even mitigate the onset of any type of respiratory diseases that you may have, or any chronic diseases that you may have, or I should say cardiovascular diseases that you may have. And so, again, when it comes down to essential oils, it is a matter of course, choosing quality oils, because you want to make sure that you don't just get any type of oil. You want to get the good stuff. You want to get quality. And so it's important to really look at the company, the supplier, understand what their practices are, understand how they actually produce a lot of their essential oils, what are some of the techniques that they use. Because it can also help if they are a company that says, you know, we want to be more sustainable. They can also be a key point in terms of, okay, I probably want to buy from them or even buy more oils from them. And so when we think about that, these are just some tips when it comes to essential oils. And again, of course, just to do a recap, you can consume the essential oils, depending on the type it is, but you also want to make sure you check with your primary care, health care physician before you do so or embark on that journey. Because again, while essential oils can be beneficial in that aspect, I'm not going to say that you should just throw drops of oil down your throat and nothing will happen. They are potent, okay? 100% is potent, okay? Which means that it may not take you out, but it may cause some severe irritation. So you also want to know if you need to dilute the oil before you consume it. And then next, you can apply it to your skin. And trust me, I've done this and it smells wonderful and it feels wonderful. And I can tell you that I feel the benefits once I do it, and hands feel a lot better. And a lot of times you have to apply these at least for a couple of weeks in order to see the benefits. And that was from the research article that we looked at. They actually observed that a lot of the benefits occurred after at least two, I think maybe 3 weeks, it may have been at least 2 weeks or so where you started to see benefits. So with any of these, they do take some time just because they are getting into your bloodstream. And this is also where your body is able to recognize, okay, this is actually a medicine and this is actually good for the blood flow. And we kind of like this. Okay, so we're going to stick around. So, and then the last one is inhalation. So getting the aromatic compounds of the essential oils and then ensuring that you are able to get the full benefits of them. Because one thing you may not see in this mist is the nutrients and even the compounds. But as you inhale them, they're actually coming to your bloodstream. Any free radicals, oxidizing agents, even any cancer cells, a lot of times the compounds in this mist can actually arrest those cells and just say, hey, you are not about to proliferate in this body anymore. Anymore. So this is one thing that why I like. And again, you can get this from anywhere. You can get it from Amazon. You can get it from Walmart. Anywhere you can find a quality essential oil diffuser. And I will say this is, I want to say it has a like a porcelain or a ceramic layer to where I believe it was pottery made, because the inside is basically bland, but I think this outside was painted. So I like something that is quality. And so again, these are just some tips when it comes to how you can use essential oils safely. You want to make sure that you check with your primary care physician, herbalist, or a well-trained professional before you just consume these, number one. Now, applying these to your skin, inhaling them should not be an issue as long as you, of course, follow the directions on the label, as well as on the oil diffuser that you purchase. But when it comes to consuming, you want to take a little bit, more caution and ensure that before you just throw some drops in your mouth, that you are not overdoing it. Okay. So I hope that you enjoyed this segment again. We have the roll-on stick where you can basically buy this and you can roll this on without having to use a medicine dropper in placing drops on your skin. It kind of works like a cologne, but it's essential oil. And sometimes you can use it as a substitute for cologne or perfume. And then we have 100% pure and, of course, the diffuser. So if you have any questions, feel free to give us a shout. Send us a message, inbox. You can even comment on this video. We would love to get your feedback. And if you didn't do it at the beginning, make sure you hit that like and subscribe button because you don't want to miss some of the updates that we have. And again, hope that you enjoyed this segment. We would love to hear your feedback. And until next time, I will talk with you later.